I really don't know what to say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is a good word. Hallelujah is a good word. This morning, you all look so beautiful wearing your mask. And we would love to have some congregational singing, but that kind of defeats the purpose. So to prepare our hearts for worship, would you just sit back and listen as Miss Barbara plays an old hymn of the church to get our minds on worshiping God today. Welcome back to Powhatan Church on this first Sunday back in our sanctuary in over 3 months. Praise God for His wonderful blessings on us all. Hallelujah, Miss Nancy. Hallelujah, Miss Nancy. You know, it's been a long road, but I am so glad for all of us. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Here at the church, we have people in three separate areas here at the church today, not only in the sanctuary, but we appreciate you joining us today. And for those of us joining virtually online, we appreciate you joining us today as well. We're trying out something new this morning with live streaming our service from the sanctuary. And for those of you that are joining us virtually, I would love to get a text or an email from you letting me know some feedback. How does the picture look? How does it sound? Well, don't worry about the picture. I know what that's going to look like. Let me know how it sounds. Let me know how everything is coming through. And I want to especially thank Scott Chestnut for coming up with this idea. And not only that, but figuring out how to do this. We've got a lot to celebrate this morning. We've got an awful lot to celebrate, but we're also honored to have 7 of our 9 graduates with us this morning as we honor them for their accomplishments. This year, their graduation year has been anything but normal. I know it didn't turn out like they had planned, but praise God, they're here this morning to worship with us, and in a few moments we'll recognize them for this milestone in their life. We also need to celebrate God's amazing grace and His love and His mercy that He's had on us by bringing us back into our sanctuary this morning. I know the church is not restricted to a building, but I have to tell you, it's so good to be back in God's house this morning. Praise God, from whom all of our blessings flow. I just know we're going to have an amazing time this morning. You have seen the announcements on the screen as you've been coming in. I just wanted to remind you of our Wednesday evening virtual service at 7 p.m. on our website. And also, yesterday, Spencer and Emily had their drive-by shower. Never heard of such. And it's amazing how much one person can sweat when you're just sitting there. But thank you to everyone that came by, everyone that has sent something to them. Your thoughts, your prayers, your calls, your concern. They got a lot of nice things for Landon. And I cannot tell you how much Ginger and I appreciate the love and support that you've shown to our family and to theirs, as you always do. We're so glad that you were a part of this, and we love you all. And stick tight, because in about the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be a granddaddy. I mean, Emily will be a mama, Spencer will be a daddy, Ginger will be a grandmother, but I'm going to be a granddaddy, and I can hardly wait. We want to move into our prayer time, and I do have some sad news to share with you this morning. Early this morning, Miss Lou Crabtree passed away. She had 2 months, I believe, almost 2 months to the day from when Mr. Lawrence passed away. I talked to April last night, maybe about 8 o'clock, and she had gotten worse, and but it still was sudden and unexpected. So please remember that family. Also remember the family of Michael Sears. This was the grandson of Miss Becky Craven. He went to the hospital earlier this week. I think he was 51 years old, just turned 51, and passed away. So please lift up that family. Mr. Vernon, it is good to see you here today. I didn't expect to see you. I know he's been under the weather for the past couple of days or weeks. And also remember Miss Betty. She's been under the weather as well. So please keep her lifted up and in your prayers. Remember Miss Janet Jones. Also keep Mickey Nixon in your prayers, as well as Gary Cosby, both of them dealing with cancer. Remember Alan Willis. I spoke with Alan this week. Alan is in the hospital. Last weekend, I believe it was on Father's Day, he fell and hit his head. And I think he told me he had 12 stitches in his head. They had him in the hospital. And so please keep him lifted up. Remember Aunt Verna Green. This is Aunt Elgie's and Mom's sister in Sanford. She's had a couple of rough weeks. And I just appreciate it if you'd remember her. Remember Beverly Casey and her mom. Beverly's down in Georgia with her mother. She's going to have a stress test this coming week, following up on a heart attack that she had a few weeks ago. Remember Miss Janet Cotispoti's mother, Miss Lee, in the nursing home where she's at, just asking for prayer and protection from this COVID-19 virus that is all around. Remember Miss Cheryl Cobb, Miss Sandra Kennedy's sister, Wayne King, Miss Sue Green's brother, Pauline Johnson, Miss Donna Riggs' friend dealing with breast cancer. Remember Brother Ray Stevens. Also keep Miss Ann Nairn in your prayers as she recovers from her knee surgery. Keep Matthew Bennett in your prayers. Matthew had knee surgery, and then, bless his heart, Matthew fell last week. And but I saw him yesterday, and I told him we were going to have to rig something up in the shower, or something to hold on to him. But I don't think he hurt his knee too badly following the surgery, but the doctor has restricted him from a lot of activity right now. So Please keep him lifted up and remembered. Keep Miss Linda Davis. This is Miss D. Day's sister in your prayers. I heard from Miss Linda. She sent me a text and just thanked our church for all the prayers for her and lifting her up. The lady has been through a lot. She's been through quite an ordeal, and it's not over yet. But I told her we weren't done praying. And so just continue to remember her. And just to show you what the prayers of God's people can do, last week I appealed to you on behalf of Miss Judy Coates for Jamie. Jamie's physician that had been giving him the chemo had basically said, "You're too much of a risk. We can't give you any more chemo." And this is life-threatening to Jamie. This week, he was able to have his treatments in the hospital. Insurance took care of it. Folks, you can say what you want. That's an answer to prayer. That's an answer to prayer. So continue to remember him. Also, Kemper Hudson, young man, will be going to Rush University Medical Center in Chicago for surgery in the next couple of weeks. So please remember him. I think he just turned 16 and is dealing with cancer. It's a heavy load for anybody, let alone a teenager. Remember, Brother Percy Smith got some tests coming up whenever they finally decide to schedule those. Remember Emily and Spencer. Spencer's tired. Emily said, "I just want him to knock me out and wake me up and say he's here." They're both ready for that kid to be here. And so please lift them up. Thankfully, everybody's doing well. Remember Jenny Amon as she recovers from her heart surgery. Keep Kimberly Smith, Ms. Carol Broughton's daughter, in your prayers. Adrian Smart, still dealing from his injuries. Also remember Miss Joyce Adcock. Miss Joyce, I know you're listening while you're driving today. Don't take your eyes off the road. I talked to her last night. She was going to be heading to Maryland today. She said, "I won't be there today, but I'll be listening to you on the radio." So shout out to Miss Joyce. But she just asked for protection. She was traveling to Maryland today. And folks, let's remember our world and our nation and our leaders. And let's also remember these young people that are up here. You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm looking at you. And except for Denise, I've watched a lot of you grow. And I'm so proud of you. I am absolutely proud of you for achieving this milestone in your life. And I pray that God will bless you beyond any dreams that you have. I know you've got in your mind, you know what, this is what I want to be when I grow up. God already knows what He wants you to be. And more than achieving what you want to be, my prayer for you is that you'll achieve what God wants you to be. Because I guarantee you, if you do that, you're going to be happy beyond belief. Would you join with me as we lift up all of these on our prayer list and our seniors in prayer? Father, we come to you this morning. And Father, Miss Nancy was right. The only word that comes to mind is hallelujah. Father, we are so blessed to be back in this building that we call our church. And Father, I pray that even though we've taken all possible steps that we could, that you just protect everyone that is here. And Father, that you just bless us all in an awesome and a mighty way today. Father, our hearts are heavy this morning because of ones that have gone on from this earth, but yet, Father, we rejoice because we know where they are. And Father, for all of the ones that have been lifted up and mentioned this morning, Father, we ask your blessings on them. And Father, for our graduates, Lord, we ask your blessings on them in the days ahead. Father, that you would guide them and keep them and always remind them that you're right there with them. Father, as we go through our service today, we pray that you would open our minds and our hearts to receive what you have for us by being here today. And for all these things, Father, we'll not fail to praise you and thank you for your goodness and grace. And we ask it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I do want to remind you, as you may have saw this as you came in, but as you go out, it will be to your left. There is a tithe box there. You can drop your contributions in if you so choose. There's also hand sanitizer. Some of you have picked up some masks as you walked in. That's wonderful. We will have those for each service. But also, if you have any type of card or anything for our graduates, you can leave it there. In the other parts of our building, you can leave those by the tithe buckets that are in the two fellowship halls. And we'll make sure, and there's boxes for all of our seniors in the new fellowship hall. And so we'll make sure that it gets to the right location. You know, we have been several months without any special singing. So I have asked Miss Barbara if she will render some special music for us this morning. So I'm going to ask her to come forward.
Back in the house of the Lord. And I was just tickled to death and surprised. And the two songs that I have elected to do, I think, are just fitting for today. One I have not done in the church before, but it's old as the hills. And so Roger and I are going to try this. I'm going to try it. Roger's going to play it perfectly. And it's called His Eyes on the Sparrow. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely as long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. I know He watches me. I sing because I am happy. I sing because I'm free. Sparrow, I absolutely love that song. It's so pretty. This one, we know that God has been with us through all of this pandemic, and we stop to think about how great He is.
Thank you, Miss Barbara. That felt good. Didn't have a grand piano outside in the parking lot. Okay. You guys ready to be recognized? Today is the day we recognize our graduates. Like I said, 2020 has not exactly been what you expected. Year's been filled with cancellations, postponements, quarantines, Lockdowns. It's been a year of violence and protest, business closures. It's also been the year that you finished up your high school or your college graduations. Not exactly the year you had planned, was it? But today, we want to honor you for your accomplishments in reaching this stage of your life. For all of our high school graduates, our church would like to present you with a Bible. I hope you'll find it to be the most important book that you ever own. A man that was a lot smarter than me by the name of Charles Spurgeon once said, "I have found people who owned a Bible that is well worn and that is coming apart. I have found that they are not." People that own a Bible that is well worn and that is coming apart, he said, "I have found that they are not." And I am convinced that in that Bible is the answers for everything that you will ever encounter. Get to know it, learn from it, and I pray it'll be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. So as I call you by name, I'd like for you to come up and stand by me. If you're coming from this side, stand over here. If you're coming from this side, just stand over here. And I want to share a little bit about you with the congregation. And then I will present you with your Bible. Our first graduate is Alana Nicole Haney. She'll stand right there. She is the daughter of Dennis and Misty Underwood. She is graduating from Corinth Holders High School, or has graduated from Corinth Holders High School. Her activities involve junior ROTC. I remember when she walked in and said, "I'm in junior ROTC." What? Junior ROTC, ASL, and her future plans involve attending possibly the University of Mount Olive to major in religion. So would you congratulate with me, Alana. Thank you. All right. Ms. Warner wants to pick. We also have something unusual happening today. This is the first time I can ever remember where we have had twins graduating, but not just one set, but two sets. That is pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing. Riley Andrew Haney. Can you come right over here, Riley? Riley, again, is the son of Dennis and Misty Underwood. He is also graduating from Corinth Holders High School. And I am so glad he's going to do this. He is planning to further his education in his present job with HVAC, and how many of us need that? So I am so glad that I'm going to have somebody I can call and say, "Riley, got a problem. Come fix this." Riley, congratulations, my friend. Congratulations. I bless you. Our next one is Lauren Elizabeth Massey. I was telling your parents this morning, this one got away with me. When I was looking at the list of our graduates, I saw Lauren and I thought, no. Lauren is the daughter of Chris and Wendy Massey. She is graduating, or has graduated from Clayton High School. Her activities included at one of her former high schools, Veterans High School, cross country, Spanish Honors Society, the art club, theater crew, setup and design. For her awards and scholarship, she has a full tuition scholarship from Western Carolina University and has been accepted into the Honors College at Western Carolina University and achieved the Academic Achievement Award at Clayton High School. She also graduated summa cum laude from Clayton High School. And her future plans, she will be majoring in biology with a pre-med track at Western Carolina University with the goal of becoming a pediatric physician's assistant. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. Lauren, I do have one question. I'm getting older. So instead of majoring in pediatrics, could you maybe major in geriatrics so you could help me as I get a little? I would appreciate it. Always give her a call. Hey, you have to take these opportunities when you see them, you know? These are two others that kind of snuck up on me. Madison, they do. Come in. Come up here. Madison is the daughter of Ben and Kim Nadeau. She is graduating from Madawaska High School in Madawaska, Maine. Her activities have included NHS, soccer, softball, and the math team. I'm so impressed. Her awards and scholarships, she received the Dawn C. Houghton Scholarship from high school, the Academic Excellence Scholarship from college, and an Outstanding Academic Excellence Award, OMF Tuition Pledge, and Scholars Award. And just to share something, because she has achieved something that I only dreamt about, Madison made straight A's throughout her high school years with numerous outstanding awards, and she placed fourth in her senior class. She will be attending the University of Maine at Farmington for pursuit of a degree in mathematics. Madison, congratulations. My buddy, come up here, Matt. Matthew Nadeau. Again, Matthew is the son of Ben and Kim Nadeau, graduating from Madawaska High School in Madawaska, Maine. His activities while he was in high school, baseball, the math team, and band. And Matt will be attending Southern Maine Community College. And I love this. His goal is to become a federal firefighter. That's a dangerous job, but it is certainly one that is well needed. And you know what? If I were a betting man, I would have to bet that you would just be doing outstanding for that. Congratulations, my friend. I love you. I love you. God bless you. Our next graduate is Carson May Pounds. Carson is the daughter of Daniel and Emily Morphees, graduated from Clayton High School. Her activities included Future Farmers of America, FFA, the Clayton School of Dance, and a Clayton Civitan coach. And her future plans are to attend Johnston Community College for an associate's degree in art and then pursue a degree in medical billing. Carson, congratulations. And And Carson, I have to ask you a favor while I've got you here. Since Lauren is going to be a doctor and you're going to be working in medical billing, could you help me out when she sends me a bill? Because I know it's going to get expensive. I'm so glad these kids are growing up to be something that's beneficial to me. I love that. Our next graduate is Miss Denise Underwood. You know, I'm proud of all of our graduates, but I got to be honest with you. I know something of what she probably dealt with. Because going back to school as an adult, it's not easy, is it? Because guess what? You're juggling a lot of other things. You're juggling family, and you're juggling jobs, and you're juggling this, and you're juggling that. And not to mention, she works with the youth here, and even during this pandemic, they've been putting on things for our young people. So it wasn't easy. But you know what? Denise had a desire, and she went back to school and obtained a degree in special education from Western Governors University. And I guess I can say this since she posted it on Facebook. She has already been offered and accepted a job as a special education teacher. That's awesome. If you know anything about Denise, you know that she has a heart for people with special needs. And her degree just equips her even better to follow her heart's passion. Denise, we have something for you as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. We have two graduates that cannot be with us today. Cole Thornton graduated from Clayton High School, and Tanner Costine that graduated from East Carolina University. Our best wishes and congratulations go out to them as well. Let's give all of our graduates a hand. And I'm not going to ask him to come down here, but I want to give some special recognition to someone this morning. I get a lot of calls from you, and you appreciate the fact that we have had services online. You appreciate the one call. You appreciate some of the extra work that's been done. And I'm just going to tell you, all I'm doing is delivering the message. What made that possible is somebody that knows the technology behind the applications for us to do that. And that didn't come from me. That came from Scott Chestnut. And so if you would, I want to recognize Scott for everything that he's done to make sure that we've remained connected. Scott, thank you so very much. I won't make you come down here. He said that's a good thing. You know, God gives us talents. And talents and abilities. He's getting me back. He's getting me back. God gives us talents and abilities, and we're able to use those for Him. It's certainly a blessing. If you happen to have your Bibles this morning, our scripture is coming from Psalm 78. Psalm 78. And graduates, in your Bible, your ribbon is already there. All you got to do is open it up. Your ribbon is already there. Psalm 78, and we're going to read the last three verses of this psalm. And I promise I won't keep you too long today. Beginning in verse 70, He chose David, also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. from following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Now this message is for our graduates, but as I was preparing this, it dawned on me, this is for me too. This is for you as well. Graduates, it's been an unusual year for you. Your senior year, something that you look forward to. Just the fact of being a senior is special with parties and get-togethers and retreat. Senior skip day. Yeah, you think we didn't know about that, did you? Graduation trips. All things to look forward to. But your special year got turned upside down by COVID-19. By the coronavirus. Schools were cut short. Parties got canceled. Very few get-togethers were held. There weren't too many formal graduation ceremonies. Everything, it seemed, turned from a focus on you to a massive hunt for people on whether they could find paper towels and toilet paper. But you know what? I am so glad that on the very first day we're able to be back in our sanctuary, we get a chance to honor you as graduates for the accomplishments that you've already made in life. In a year that's been filled with probably nothing going the way you expected it, I am so glad we could continue this tradition of honoring our graduates today. I've got a few words for you this morning, and I know what you're thinking. Well, he's got a few words, just what I need to hear. I've heard speech and speech and people telling me what my future is going to be like about the next chapter of my life, blah, 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 blah. But if you'll bear with me for a minute, if you'll bear with me, I believe I have some thoughts from the Lord to share with you. Now, these three verses, when I was led to this, I got to be honest with you, it seemed a little bit unusual for a graduation message. I like verses from Jeremiah where God says, I know the plans that I have for you. I like verses like, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you, and I can build a sermon around that. And here, I was led to something where he's talking about taking David from being a shepherd and putting him as king over Israel. But the more I studied this, the more it is appropriate for this man. David was called a man after God's own heart. He wasn't perfect, made a lot of mistakes, was complicit. He committed adultery and was complicit even in murder. And yet the Bible says that this was a man after God's own heart. This was a family that Jesus even came from the line of. So when I read about David, it is pretty special. And in these three short verses, I want you to notice a couple of things about David that are worth taking note of. One, God chose David. It says, he chose David, also his servant. Second thing, God took David from where he was to where he wanted him to be. The scripture we read, it says he took him from the sheepfolds. God put David where he wanted him for purpose. He says, from following the ewes, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he chose him, he took him from where he was, he put him to where he wanted to be, for a purpose. And the last thing God did is he gave David what he needed to accomplish the job that God had set before him: integrity and skill. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. In these three short verses, there are some greater truths that I want to try and help unpack for you this morning. God had a purpose for David, and I know in my heart God's got a purpose for you. I don't know what that is. You may not even know what that is right now, but I guarantee you this, God's got a purpose. And if you'll follow him and you'll lean into him, he'll show you that plan at just the right time. And not only that, but he'll equip you with everything that you need to accomplish his purpose. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is from Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end." Think about that. The Lord already has a plan for your life to give you the results that he expects. He already knows what tomorrow's going to bring. He's there already. So it makes sense that we will follow his direction. And in light of that, I wanted to give you a couple of things that I want you to always remember. Remember where you came from. Don't forget where you came from. God took David from the sheep pens. It was hard to get much lower than a shepherd. They were usually poor. The life of a shepherd was lonely with long hours out in the elements, rain or shine. David's own family didn't even consider him material for God's choosing. When his brothers went away to fight in the army, David was left behind at home. They said he was too small or too young or too inexperienced. But guess what? God saw not what he was, but what he could be. And it said that God chose him, and he chose him for a purpose. Remembering was something important for the Israelites. Much of the remembering that they did, even today, is done through festivals and feasts. Passover was one of them. Passover reminded them of where they had been. They had been enslaved in Egypt, in bondage. But Passover was a time to remember what God had done. God had delivered them and brought them out of a bad situation. The feast was time to remember where they could have been were it not for God. So don't ever forget that this is but one milestone in your life. It's an awesome one. But I have a feeling it's not the last. And remember that it was God that helped you achieve what you have already. Remember where you came from physically. I'm getting ready to be a grandpa. Has anybody told y'all that? Every time I hold one of these special children in my arms at the hospital, at a dedication, it's simply a miracle to me. You're a miracle. You're a miracle. You're a life that was created by God. The psalmist says, "I will praise thee because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Jeremiah 1:5, God says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." Think about that. Before you were ever formed in the body of your mother, God says, "I knew you." And by the way, that verse also says, God says, "Before I formed you." It didn't happen by chance. Can you get a hold of that? That God just kind of reached down and he took that clay and he made you. Unique, with your own personality and with your own way of doing things, with that little hard-headed streak that you've got. with that love and compassion that you show to people around you. God made you, and you're an absolute miracle. So guess what? You're no junk. You're no junk. You are one of God's creations. And it's because of Him that you're even here. So don't forget where you came from physically. Don't forget your community. Remember the community that helped you through life. I know some of you have moved from place to place. Some of you guys don't live here. But tell me the truth. This still feels like home, doesn't it? Yeah. Some of you have been all over the place. But all of you have got ties to this community. And every one of you have got ties to this church. This church can be a source of support for you. What we gave you today is not a costly thing, but it's a valuable thing. We've always presented Bibles to our graduates because we consider it to be one of the most important books that you can own. And I can assure you that I speak for everyone here today when I say that we love you all and we want you to be successful in everything that you do. We pray for you, and we'll be there to support you for all the endeavors of your life. But I also want you to know that I, as pastor of this church, I pledge to you that I'll be there for you. And I'll be as involved in your life as you will let me. I won't step over the line. I won't kick down the door. But I'll be as involved in your life as you'll allow me to be. I want to be somebody that you can talk to, somebody that you can share your successes and your failures. Come to me with needs in your spiritual life. Don't forget that you've got a community of people that care for you. Also, remember your position. I know y'all, every one of you, think you're grown right now. I can tell you the only one on the front row that doesn't think that is probably Denise. But I know most of you, you're about 18 years old. I'm a high school graduate. I'm going to college. I know everything. You've graduated. Congratulations. But can I remind you of something? It was just a few short years ago that you couldn't even feed yourself. It was just a few years ago that you couldn't clothe yourself. Somebody had to help you. And take it from somebody that is very independent. Ask my wife. I am a very independent person. Take it from me. You will never be completely independent. You are always going to need other people. You always will. There are times that I have to ask for help. Don't forget your position. I have found that if you ask people for help, the only reason they'll help you is because they really want to. It's not because they feel obligated to. If they don't want to, they're just going to tell you no. They're going to blow you off and just move on. But take the time to ask for help. And the sooner you realize that you need help, ask for it. And I think you'll find that there are more people out there that are willing to help than you could even imagine. Don't forget the people that have helped you along life's way. Parents and your family have sacrificed for you. You may not realize it now, but one day you will. Take the time to tell people that have helped you so far. Tell them thank you. Tell them that you love them. And then show it. Give honor and respect that they deserve for always being there for you. And very important, listen to me well, because we've got people that are protesting and calling for all kind of rights right now. I want this message to get through to our graduates. Hear what I say. No matter what you accomplish in life, never, ever believe that you are better than anybody else and that you deserve more than anybody else. Now, if you ask me as your pastor, you're as good as they come. And you deserve every blessing God may pour out on you in this life. But don't think that you deserve more than someone else or that you're better than anyone else. Stay humble. Because staying humble is going to drive you toward that success that you want in life. And remember where you came from spiritually. I hope that all of you have accepted Christ as your Savior. But if not, I can tell you this, that's one thing you need to do. You need Him. To make it through this life, you have to make that commitment with Jesus in the lead. I'm just going to tell you as a friend, not as your pastor, not as a minister. But if you don't have Christ in your life, you're lost. And if you ever want any success in this life and happiness to go along with it, you need to put Christ first in all that you do. All that you do. Everything from your schooling, your education, your job, your relationships, everything. He has to come first. Remember where you came from spiritually. And remember the past, but don't live in it. Some of my best memories are from high school. I played music with a bunch of guys. Me and Mr. Vernon's son, Jeff, we got in all kinds of trouble. God protected us through it all. We've got memories we laugh about even to this day. But you know what? You've got good memories too. Even though this has been an upside down year, you've got good memories. But you're going to have more. This is just one milestone of many to come. You've probably made some mistakes as well. Those are in the past and you can't change them. But what you can do is remember them and learn from them. Remember the past, but don't live in the past. That's true even from a spiritual standpoint. Spiritually, we can't live off the way God worked yesterday. We need to seek God every day. Every day. So where you come from physically and spiritually is going to be a tool in God's hand to prepare you for the future. So don't just remember where you came from, but also build your character. Build your character. The first scripture about David's performance as king was about his integrity. It wasn't about his ability, his military accomplishments. It was about his integrity. Integrity is being the same inside and outside in all situations. No situational integrity. Integrity in all things. Honesty, being upright, no double standards. There's been a national debate over whether character even matters. Does your private life affect your public life? Yes, it does. The Pharisees were the religious elite from Jesus' day. They'd walk around in their nice robes. They were pious. And Jesus looked at them and he called them whitewashed tombs. He said, you're clean, spick and span on the outside, but on the inside there's nothing but death and decay. You're filthy on the inside. Pure evil. Jesus said, "O ye generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things?" I want you to listen to this. Jesus said to them, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." How many times have you ever said something and it's almost like it escaped before you had a chance to go, oops? I did that one time to my mama. And I'm going on 58 years old and I remember it like it was yesterday. My mom was on the other side of the kitchen and I was a little boy and we'd gotten in from shopping. We'd gone to Rose's in Smithfield that night. We got in and I was walking to my room and she said, "Go put on your pajamas and get ready for bed." And what I wanted to say was, "I don't want to." What came out to her was, "I ain't gonna do it." I never saw Christine Hill move so fast. And son, she lit me up. I remember that to today. I didn't mean to say it, but that's what was in my heart. I like the King James Version of the Bible. We got you guys the New King James Version, but I want to use this from the Message Bible. This is from Proverbs 4:23. It says, "Keep a vigilant watch over your heart because that's where life starts." I love that version. Keep a vigilant watch over your heart because that's where life starts. I don't know who said this. I don't know who the author was, but I like this. A quote says, "Have character, don't be one." Have character, don't be one. Character is built intentionally. And as you begin to make good decisions, it becomes habit in your life. Folks, the road ahead of you is going to be complex. There's going to be times where you wished the days were easier, you had more limited responsibilities. There's going to be twists and turns in life that you can never anticipate. And when they come, you'll have to decide how you handle those. But the good news is you won't ever have to handle them alone. When David came from the sheep pens, when he used integrity and skill as a king, it was the result of God's work in his life. 1 Samuel 16:13 says, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him," talking about David, "in the midst of his brethren." Listen, "and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forth." What I've shared with you today is not some type of magic formula for life. It won't make everything go the way that you want it to. It won't keep you from experiencing your share of heartache and disappointment. But it will keep you grounded and in tune with all the good things of your life and with God. Remember where you came from. Build your character. Develop the talents that He's given you. And do all of these things under God's direction, and you'll have a better life than you could ever dream possible. This morning, we're going to play a song in just a moment. And if God has touched your heart in any way, this altar is open. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you for your blessings in allowing us to be back in this sanctuary today. We thank you for these graduates that we get a chance to honor today. Their year has been difficult, but you've seen them through. And may it prepare them for difficult times ahead by knowing that you are always with them. As we have our time of invitation this morning, I pray that you would gently touch all hearts in this place. And if there are any that do not know you as their Savior, may this be the day they give their heart to you. Have your way in this time is my humble prayer. Amen. Please remain seated and listen as Miss Barbara plays our closing hymn. Much for being here. Would you please remain seated as our graduates exit? Would our graduates please rise? Much for being here this morning. God bless each and every one of you. Please remain seated as we have our closing prayer. Following that, we will release rows from the back to the front, and I would ask that you exit the building when we do have our benediction. God bless each one of you. Would you bow with me for our closing prayer? Father, as we leave this place this morning, dismiss us in your love. Keep us, Father, in your care and in your safe haven of your love, always, now, and forevermore, is our prayer. Amen. God bless you.